More than 3 million Americans are of Arab descent. The majority are Christians, only about a quarter are Muslim. According to U.S. Census data from 2000, Arab Americans have large communities in five key states in the upcoming presidential election: Michigan, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The head of the Washington-based Arab American Institute, Jim Zugby, says Arab Americans are concerned about the same issues that all Americans are worried about.
Our concerns are like the rest of the country's concerns. We just finished a poll of Arab Americans. 80% said the economy is the number one concern.
That poll also found the war in Iraq, health care, gas prices, national security, education, and taxes to be important issues to Arab American voters. At the election event in Brooklyn, members of the large local Arab American community echoed those concerns.
My concern, when we going to have a universal health insurance for our community and every community in the United States? My concern about education, I have 3 kids in college and I have 1 in public schools. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to our children in the future? I have a son who's a veteran. He just came back from Iraq. No one came out and say thank you for him. Nobody offered him any benefits. Nobody offered him any job.
Nearly half of Arab American voters are registered Democrats, and in a Zugby International poll conducted last month, Senator Barack Obama led Senator John McCain by 14% among Arab Americans. That support was strongly reflected among the about 200 people, Republicans and Democrats alike, who turned out in Brooklyn to hear their local candidates and representatives from the Obama and McCain campaigns.
I'm a registered Republican, but I'm voting for Barack Obama this year. I just feel like his positions on many, many things, whether it's domestic policy, whether it's foreign policy, are sort of more in tune with what I'd like to see.
Obama also has support among newly naturalized Arab Americans.
I'm so glad this year is going to be, I can be a vote because I like, you know, Obama and I like his idea too.
But one thing that does trouble Arab Americans is the way the words Arab and Muslim have been used so negatively in the presidential campaign. False rumors that Senator Obama is a Muslim or has ties to terrorists have been making the rounds for months on the internet, news channels, and elsewhere. At a recent McCain rally, one woman told the candidate she had heard that Senator Obama is an Arab. Mr. McCain replied, "No, ma'am, he's a decent family man and citizen," leaving many Arab Americans to wonder if that meant they are not. Only recently did a prominent political figure, former Secretary of State Colin Powell, say out loud what many Arab Americans have been thinking. What would be wrong if Senator Obama was a Muslim? And why shouldn't a Muslim American child believe that they could be president one day?
The fact that Colin Powell actually came out and said this was, I think, amazing. Especially being a Republican, coming out and saying what he said really impressed us. And he's actually the first politician to come out and say something within this nature. Otherwise, I mean, unfortunately, it's been politically okay to say for Muslims to be discriminated against this country, and it's not okay.
They say that just because they are Muslim or Arab does not make them any less American or less worried about the direction this country is going. Many acknowledge that their vote is the best way to let their voices be heard. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Brooklyn, New York.